This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the amazing production with Ken Klein Productions. His website is kenkleinproductions.net. And this is one of the shows where I do very little talking and questioning. I like him to ask questions at the end. Ken, it's your show. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I really do appreciate a chance to speak to a lot of people.
And by the way, what we have now is you're the first of my days, which is called Vimeradio, which means I'm able to use technology now to actually take the audio stream from Genesis on the live segments and send it over to Vimeo, live stream, Facebook, and YouTube instantly worldwide and every platform on Earth. So you're, when they are watching, they can go to my links or links in their phone or whatever. And they can see a picture of your, say, your videos or books. You just have to tell me where to go, and I can actually maneuver it around to the part of your website, and they'll see it on the screen. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's not really that I need to be famous. I don't care. I really do.
No, we need to get the truth out, though. So we need to get the. All I'm going to do is stand back here and be. I'll be your tech today. How's that? And questions at the end of whatever segment you want to ask me a question. Go ahead.
In the last time we were on, we had talked about this term Elohim, as I recall, and Elohim is really a really important word in the Bible, and I think it has a lot to do with today, what we're going through with this pandemic, because the pandemic, and people are saying, well, where's God? How can God love us if this is upon us, and they question God's love. But unless you understand and you can see clearly that what has come upon this earth began when the judgment that came upon the universal's construction, called the heavens in the Bible, entered into this world through Adam and Eve. And that story has been told properly in the church, but
right.
Sin didn't originate with Adam. It entered into the world through Adam, but sin originated with this war in heaven that was a result of a conflict amongst the angels. And they went to war with each other, and the penalty that was assessed to them for that warfare, which wasn't sanctioned, would be that they would have to be exiled from the heavens and be posited to the earth. And so that war in heaven is really critical to understanding what's happening today. So what we're seeing in this world today is the chaos that God himself subjected the world to. The whole world was subjected to vanity or emptiness, a vacuum, a spiritual vacuum. And so it's not God's fault that we're going through this this problem. It was because of the war in the heavens. Now, when we go into that war, we find out that Elohim, it says in the book of Genesis, had created the heavens and its matter. Not Jehovah, Elohim. It says it in Genesis 1, form of four time, manifold God, or Elohim, had created the heavens and its matter. And you're going, well, wait a minute. What are you saying here, Klein? I'm saying that God has no problem delegating responsibility, even creativity, to the angels. They have that ability. When you look at this coronavirus or any virus, it has a symmetrical form to it. Has a symmetrical form, was created by God? And the answer is no. It wasn't created by God. Creative ability was given to the angels, and one angel went sideways. His name was Lucifer, and he had been given creative ability. And he created these viruses and these things that are antagonistic towards mankind. and we're going through all these maladies on Earth. God didn't originate the swarms of the locusts or create the earthquakes or any of that stuff that he gets blamed for. That whole, all of that came as a result of the fact that he subjected it, the whole creation, to vanity. And all these things are the result of the angel wars. Well, then you might say, well, why should we suffer? You know, if the angels did it, why don't they suffer? And the fact of the matter is that if you read Jeremiah chapter 1, I hope everybody reads it, and God speaking to Jeremiah, he says, I knew you before you were formed in the womb. I knew you. I consecrated you before you even existed. So the Bible teaches pre-existence, and yet we have no memory of it in our minds, because when we were subjected to this world and born into this world, our whole spiritual memory system was cleaned. We were like defragged in our spiritual person. We have no memory of it. We were lost. And yet the Bible teaches very clearly, even though people can't see it, theologians can't understand it, we pre-existed. We existed. Even the book of Job teaches this in the first chapter and the 38th chapter. Where were you when I did this? For you were there. So when the morning stars sang and the sons of God shouted for joy, that was us. And something happened where we got caught up in a war in the heavens. And as a result of that, we were thrown out of here and had to take on human form. So when Jesus is talking to the Jews of that day, when they wanted to kill him, he asked them, what are you killing me for? And they said, not for any good work you've done, but because you made yourself one with God. That's blasphemy. And that's what I'm accused of all the time. But the point of the matter is that he goes on to say, it is written in your law, and it cannot be changed. Have not I said you are Elohim? He's calling these blind Jews and all of humanity Elohim. Why would he say that? Because Elohim means God, small God, small G. Have not I said you are Elohim? It's written in the Psalms. And so Jesus is redefining us. But in the Psalms it says, but you will die, if you don't wake up to this, you'll die as mere men. Mere men. We are more than mere men. We're fallen angels. Now, people are going to say, well, Klein, he's a Mormon, or he's crazy. But I'm telling you, this is what the Bible says. Go read it for yourself.
I agree with you totally. Go ahead, please continue.
And what was lost to us was spiritual creativity. And yet we have creativity. You drive down the street, you look at a car, and you go, that's just incredible. Look at that car. Everything about that car was taken out of the earth. Everything. The gasoline, the plastic, the mirrors, the metal, the motor, the seats. Everything was created out of nothing, out of the earth. And you go, well, see, men have creativity. But the creativity that the angels had was creating life forms. And God has no problem delegating that to mankind. Now, what does this have to do with the coronavirus? Well, on this planet, we are blessed to see that Yah came to this earth in the person of Jesus. Yah. The Bible tells us that the name of God is Jehovah, Yah and Yah. I am and I am, or I am that I am. Jesus is one of the Yahs because when they confused calling him this and that, he said, you know, I want you to know something. Before even Abraham was, I am, or Yah. And he was saying, not I am and I am. He was calling himself I am. He's like one of the connections of Yah and Yah. So that's a long discussion in and of itself. I'm not going to have time if I want to get through this hour with you with what I'm trying to say today. Is that the Father in the person of Jesus had to come to this earth to rescue fallen angels, a race of angels, and not only rescue us from the condemnation that is obviously administered through what the law proclaims, because nobody can live it. The law is impossible to live. And Jesus came to live it perfectly, according to a universal law. He never broke the law, the Ten Commandments of God, and broke the power of death. And so we have the opportunity to not only be born again, but to acquire his hallowing, which is the inner man being changed into the likeness of who we were before we fell. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and to be absent from the Lord is to be present in the body. Well, how do you be absent from the Lord unless you're there in the first place? So we preexisted in as messengers for the whole universal establishment to create life forms throughout the universe, and our mission was interrupted by this war. We've been thrown down into this world subject to time, a temporary condition that God calls momentary. And we have to find out who we are in this world. This life is about who you are and what you want to be. And you get to choose that. You get to choose who you want to be. Do you, you know, in the Psalms it says, your days were written in his book. Every day of your life has already been written, like writing a movie script. And you're the character in the movie. And you get to decide on how you want to act. Out that character. Do you want to live according to the plan that God created you to be, the one that wrote, the author and finisher of your faith, or do you want to live the way you want to live? Do you want to live free of that? And you can choose that. And every day we are called on the carpet to make a decision to die to self and to live for the Lord, or to do whatever we please. And God will never take that away. We have freedom of choice in a fallen world. And it's not God that's brought this upon us. This is the result of an angel war. Until we come to grips with that, we'll never understand the Bible properly, and we'll never prepare for our destiny properly. We'll just be living like in a reactionary mode from this to that. Now, this virus is in the world, and what it's doing is it is destroying Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots, which is in Revelation 18 and 9, 17 and 18.
Keep, all right, keep that thought, Ken. We're going to break. I hear the bumper coming. We'll be back in just a moment. Amazing discussion. I am riveted here. I'll be back in a moment with amazing Ken Klein. It's a prophetic word in just a moment.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I was saying that this coronavirus may be the beginning of the destruction of Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots, which is kind of got twofold nature to it, and one is commercialism and the other is religiosity, and everybody's blaming the Pope. I'm not saying he's off the out of the hot seat, but I'm just saying that Protestants like to point their finger at the Pope and the Catholic Church being Mystery Babylon, but actually the whole religious world is Mystery Babylon, from the Muslims,
exactly,
the Jews, to the Christians. And so it's really an interesting time that this has come upon the whole earth and everything's shutting down, which is like, wow, if this is not the where Mystery Babylon is destroyed in an hour, it says, which is not a literal hour, but I mean in a very short time. I mean, like, this has only been going on for, what, 5 or 6 weeks, 7 weeks maybe, and everything's shutting down. Even churches are having to close their doors, and I'm going, this is good. But what's really fascinating about it is if you read those chapters, it says, for you, God's people, rejoice in this, for God has ruled in your favor. And I'm going, wow, we're to rejoice at the destruction? Because what's happening is all of these falsities are being destroyed, and people's love of money is being challenged. And this is not a bad thing. This is actually a good thing. I'm shut into my house because I have a lung deficiency due to some stupid things I did when I was trying to treat my pneumonia. I've had it 4 or 5 times with antibiotics. I wiped out my immune system, and I'm very vulnerable to pneumonia. So I have got to stay indoors and keep myself from everything, and I don't mind. I just think, praise the Lord, I'm rejoicing because God has ruled in our favor against Mystery Babylon, which is a global phenomenon. It's not New York or Paris and people.
Yeah, yeah.
Mystery Babylon is the whole earth.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, they want to name a specific religion or group. I totally agree with you. You're the first person that said that. Please continue.
Well, Nimrod's Babylon was an abomination, and it was based upon the worship of Baal, or the god of sin, and not sin as we understand a transgression of the law, but there was a god called Sin, and that's what the world was worshiping, you know. And today it's known as the moon god, which is Islam, but it was taken into the Jewish temples, and that's why God destroyed the temple. He was not very happy with the Jews that compromised themselves, but that's a whole other story. We can talk about that another time. The point of it is that Mystery Babylon, if this isn't a wake-up call to see that this is the whole earth can be destroyed in a minute, and this is just a trial run by the globalists to see how the power of what they can do changes the whole world in an instant, then it certainly is something that we should take notice of, because it's really separating the sheep from the goats, and that's what this is all about. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? So it's a real test of who we are. I mean, you go to the stores and people are going crazy because they're thinking about their flesh. They're thinking about their self-preservation. And I've got a book on my desk I'm getting ready to review it that I wrote. It's called The Two Robes. And I don't know if that'll be the working, that's the working title right now. But do we wear the robe of righteousness or do we wear our own robe? What robe are we wearing? Because the robe that we wear determines who we are. And who we are is what is in question every single day, because every single day is important. Every single day. The scripture of David said, Lord, teach me to number my days that I might present to you a heart of wisdom. So every day is this, and what Paul says, I die daily. I've got to put my flesh to death. Every day, and that's why we're supposed to take communion, because when you do this, you do show forth the Lord's death. It's really important to understand that to be a believer in Christ and his redemptive mission and his rescue mission, we have to die to the impulses of our natural man. And there's two of us. Every person, there's two of you. There's the natural man and there's a spiritual man. Now, for the people that have never accepted Jesus, you're totally in the flesh. You know, you have no sense about why your mind computes the way it does and what you're vulnerable to concerning the spirits in the air and all the forces that are arrayed against you to keep you from your redemption. One of the most greatest abominations today is abortion, for that reason, because
right. If
you abort a human being before it is born, or even those that think that you should kill a baby after it's born, are actually violating the very redemption that Jesus purchased, because the redemption is the redemption of his family, which is of the angels. And so everybody's given a chance to find out who they are, walk in that, and and be transformed into who you were before you fell. And yet, if we're all so concerned with the flesh that we're going, stockpiling food because of, I got to preserve myself, that this is what my life's all about, or making more and more and more money, thinking that you can store up to preserve your life. The Bible's really clear. If you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. But if you try to keep your life in this life, you'll lose it.
Because exactly.
This life is a furnace. It's a furnace. And we're watching the furnace be stoked up now with wood to either burn away our the things that bind us or to destroy us. And many people are being destroyed because they haven't figured out or haven't seen clearly why they're here, because of the angelic wars and what God's trying to do in their life right now, so that they can get on the right pathway and be transformed and be transfigured. It's all about being transfigured within your person. The real self is inward. It's not outward.
And exactly.
People are so caught up with the flesh. All you have to do is go to the airport and sit there for a minute, watch the people walk by. Like 9 out of 10 people are obese. Why? Because they're in the flesh. They're into their appetite. Their God is their belly, and they don't understand that they're being driven by either passions for food or sexuality. They don't understand how their body works, so they can war against it. So I think the greatest enemy isn't even Lucifer. It's our own flesh. So
yeah.
We have these two selves that are in contradiction, you know. And unless we understand that, we will never achieve the mastery. Paul said, "He that seeketh the mastery is moderate in all things." That nothing would master you from the physical side of things, that you'd walk in control. And people today especially in the United States, don't understand that. And this is supposed to be a Christian nation, which is far from Christian nation. So every day, the dynamic of life changes because it's the circumstances of life that bring us to the place where we have to decide on how we're going to respond to one thing or another. So every life is a dynamic. It's not static. It's dynamic. And so what is stirring the pot that changes the scenery of our lives, with the scenes that we walk through? And that has to do with a book I wrote called The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, which is a new title. It used to be America, Globalism, and the False Prophet. But now I changed the packaging because everybody's so focused on politics, I had to make it sound political so people would say, "Oh, what's this about?" Well, it's a marketing device. Sorry, but that's where you're at, not me. People have to see that God wrote these things for our benefit, upon whom the ends of the ages come, so that we can see our times. And people cannot see their times because the fire of the furnace is so heated up that they're focusing on the burning rather than the fact that God's trying to set them free. And
right.
So if we can see this clearly, if we can become objective, and objectify our thinking, well, we have a chance to become who we're supposed to be in the Lord. That's why I did the film, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, which is, by the way, for free. I'm just trying to help God's people grow and rise up and have something to chew on that gives them a whole different vantage point and way of looking at things.
You're opening up a spiritual restaurant, and your first meal is free, is what you're saying.
So what we have in the book, in the film, principally in the film, is an introduction to the book. And the book is the same title as the film, and I recommend people get it. Not because I'm trying to make money, because I don't need anybody's money. I don't care about it. Honestly, I don't.
Right. Well, it helps you to do your ministry because you need money to just print it. But you're trying to get it out there.
I had to print it.
Just like me and my ministry, if I make a bunch of money, I want to get product out to people to save them from the physical danger coming, but also to help people get, I call the leaves. In other words, little communities of family groups to get out of the big cities and start getting out of harm's way, because you need to get out of harm's way and start following the Spirit of God rather than your mind or your seeking money or other things. You got to seek God first. Please continue.
Well, what was stirring the pot to change the scenery so that life is in this dynamic progression is the second beast of Revelation chapter 13.
And keep that.
Well, that's.
Keep that thought. We're going to be gone on a break here for just a few minutes, and we'll be right back with the amazing Ken Klein. KenKleinProductions.net. Get the movie free. Get the book. Back in a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Ken, please continue.
Before I talk about this second beast, I want to kind of wrap this first part up with the first commandment, which maybe would bore people, but it's a pretty amazing commandment. It's, in fact, Jesus said there's only two commandments. He said, love God and love your brethren. And so he simplified all the commandments into two. Actually, there's only one that you need to worry about, and that's the first one. Thou shalt love the Lord God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Thou shalt have no other, and the word there is Elohim. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. Only in one place is it mentioned Elohim Jehovah, and that's the book of Genesis. That is the Most High God, as far as we can know at this point, Elohim Jehovah. But every other place in the Bible, where the word Elohim is, it doesn't include Elohim Jehovah. It's Elohim. And that word Elohim is mentioned here in the first commandment. And it's mentioned 2,500 times in the Old Testament. And people should study it through because it's a really important word. Jesus called us Elohim, as I mentioned earlier. But it's important that we understand that as we are sifted and as we're cordoned off to our own homes and we don't get to go to church anymore, in many cases you can't go to a place where there's more than 50 people, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because now we have to find God in our homes and not in the four walls of a church building. And so in that we find this word, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I wonder how many people put their pastor and the voice of their pastor before their personal relationship with the Lord, in which they can hear and find direction from God personally. And in that way, we break the commandment when we make the minister, not that we shouldn't have a chance to hear things from people, but each one of us is responsible for our own connection with God the Father, Elohim Jehovah. That's what that means. And I wonder how many times, for example, we listen to other voices, and because they're an expert in this or that, we buy into it. He said this, or she said that. Well, what does God say about it? And we don't have eyes to see and ears to hear. And as we learn how to transcend this world by faith and go to the throne of God, we find that the four living creatures there, which are called the four horns of the altar in the heavenly dimension, have eyes inwardly, outwardly, all over the place. And they can see, and they have great power. And God is trying to get that into our hands, and we have to be responsible for that faith, and we have to be responsible for hearing. We can't just depend on, well, the pastor said, there's a 7-year tribulation coming. I mean, how many people say that all over the place? And the rapture's coming any minute. And I go, that's not what I'm hearing. I'm not hearing that. And I don't know where you're hearing it or anybody else is hearing it. But what is God saying about it? Well, the scripture says this, but that's the interpretation that's been given to you that's become a mind circuit. And you're locked up in something like that. And so we have to understand that thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. That's human beings that maybe have some grace and power, but still we can't bank on what they're saying. We have to go before the Lord and study ourselves to show ourselves approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. So we are called to this kind of accountability and obedience to the commandment of Jesus. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. So take note of that, everybody. And I want to share something that the Lord gave me like 25 years ago that I put in a book form that deals with how the pot's being stirred, how the circumstances of our life are in a dynamic protocol so that they can see clearly. Because today, when you talk about that second beast of Revelation 13, and I've been rebuked and I have been excoriated by some of the greatest scholars that we've had in this century, who say I'm crazy. You know, people are on TV that have their show. Fine, well, let them do that. But still, we all have to be accountable for what we say and what we hear. So take caution about what I'm about to say, because it's revolutionary and it's something that has not been really understood. And I've sold a lot of books with this topic and been on many television and radio shows with it, even though I'm not known, and that's okay. I don't care if I'm known or not. But what I want people to take heed to is what I'm about to say, whether I'm somebody or nobody. And that is that in the second beast of Revelation chapter 13, we see a beast with two horns. Two horns. This beast has two horns. We'll say, well, that's the Catholic Pope, because he's a false prophet. But the Bible says many false prophets have gone out into the world. Anyone that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is Antichrist. Well, the Catholics believe that Jesus came in the flesh. The Pope does. So are they Antichrist? Well, it seems like they're growing more towards that than where they're supposed to be. But that the Pope is not the false prophet. The false prophet is explained, and this is in the book of the Deep State Prophecy in the Last Trump. I hope people get it. It's important. It's really important for your education and for your objectivity. But, again, I'm not trying to make money. I'm just trying to help people see. But maybe this shows enough, whatever. This second beast looks like a lamb, and it speaks like a dragon, and it has two horns. Okay, so how are we supposed to understand thing that we're seeing in the writings of St. John that he wrote in the 13th chapter of Revelation? Well, the key to understanding this, it really is the two items that I mentioned. He has two horns, and he looks like a lamb, and he speaks like a dragon. And we've been talking about the difference between sheep and goats. And so here we see the word sheep. Well, sheep is a representation of Jesus. you know, Jesus is the Lamb of God. And throughout the scriptures, we see sheep offered up at the altar in the Jewish temple. And the 23rd Psalm, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. We have this imagery of the Lord and his sheep. So this false prophet has a Christian type of appearance to it. But it speaks like a dragon. So it has the veneer of Christ or Christianity to it. And yet inwardly, it's satanic. So we go, oh my gosh, what is this? Well, that's why people say it's the Pope, because he has the appearance of a lamb, you know, but inwardly he's speaking things. Well, he's saying some things today that are questionable, but it's not the Pope, and I'll tell you why it's not the Pope. Because of the two horns. The horns are to be exegeted or identified as powers or kings. And we know that from the book of Daniel. When Daniel's talking in the 7th and 8th chapter, I think it's the 8th chapter, it's talking about a kingdom that would arise that would overthrow the Babylonian Empire. Okay? Babylon was judged by God because it had gone too far in how it carried out its atrocities against Israel. And so now with the Jews in Babylon, God's going to raise up another power to overthrow the Babylonians. Now, it clearly says it. I don't even have to interpret it. The Bible calls that kingdom the Medes, one horn, and the Persians, two horns. The Medes and the Persians are the two horns of this beast that would rise up and overthrow the Babylonians. So we have a precedent in the Old Testament that explains horns as kings or kingdoms. So we have to use that as a guidance system to understand this beast in Revelation 13 that has two horns and looks like a lamb and speaks like a dragon. The second beast, which is called the false prophet, which simply means a false messenger, pseudo-prophetes is the language there, is a combination, a synthesis of two kings that look like a lamb and speak like a dragon. This is a false prophet. You can't see with your eyes. It's something you have to discern in the spiritual dimension. And so these two kings have a certain powers and abilities. Okay, the purpose of these is to stir the pot to set up the first beast system. He has all the power. It says, which is the word exousia, meaning legal power. Is all the legal power of the first beast. And the first beast has seven heads and ten horns. This is all in my book. And, of course, that beast is something that stretches forth from the Egyptian era all the way through human history and time. And this second beast is to work with that first beast in a way that sets up globalism, this whole global world government that we're seeing come upon us that is now set up in Manhattan in the United Nations building, which is the eighth head of the beast. And that's all in my book and my people. Please,
yeah, I totally agree with you. You're right on 1,000% correct. Please continue.
So this second beast is really important because this is something in the spiritual dimension that's going to make life dynamic so that the scenes will change rapidly. The scenes will change so that we have to decide in each circumstance we find ourselves in how we're going to respond. Are we going to respond out of the flesh man, or are we going to respond out of the spiritual man? So life is this big testing pot that God set up to not only redeem his fallen angels, but to consecrate them and set them apart by testing them every day through the circumstances that are changing that we can see now as being manifested by this second beast. And how does he
keep that? Keep that thought. We'll be right back with the amazing Ken Klein. Get the book, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump. Watch the movie free.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Okay, we're talking about this second beast in Revelation 13 that's been very obscure for all over the course of history, but it's something extremely important that we need to see in the spiritual dimension, and I'm just trying to articulate what a lot of people are thinking. I just had a message from a guy who read the book, and he said, I can't believe you're saying the same things that I've been thinking. But I wrote a lot of this stuff long ago. I've seen it for a long time, and so now it's getting out there, and I'm happy for that because it's something that can really insulate you from falling into despair. These things God wrote to us so that when they come to pass, we know that He spoke to us, which is what faith is, hearing the word. So let me get back to this now. With this second beast is the one that's called to help establish the New World Order, and it's not the Pope, it's not even a religious character, it's a pseudo-prophetic, it's something that gives out a false message that looks like a Christian something, but is the synthesis of two kingdoms, two horns, and there's no way to get around it. You cannot potshot this and know, well, it's going to be George Soros or something. No, it has nothing to do with any human entity. It's a configuration of two kings or two kingdoms that have a Christian veneer to it, but inwardly they're satanic. So let's talk about what this false prophet can do, because that's how he's stirring the pot. That's how he's changing the scenes that we have to go through every day, that we have to experience, whether it's in our family, on our job, when you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off. How are you going to respond? Are you going to respond from your inner man or your outward man? And the Bible explains what the outward man's like, and the Bible also explains what the inward man's like. So you can assay your own and evaluate your own identity based upon how the Bible explains to you what's of the flesh, the carnal man, that's your outer man, your flesh, or the inner man that's supposed to be renewed day by day by the Holy Spirit, by the Scripture, by the Word of God. So this false prophet, though, is stirring the pot, changing the scenes to create the how you're supposed to act in any given situation. It's amazing how the magnitude of the creation and how God has set this all up as a theater to develop his angels that have been fallen. So what for? So that they can go into the heavens, to go into space, so that we can go into the universe and establish through his authority and creative power civilizations out in different distant places throughout the universe. It's in Isaiah. I'm not making this up. I'm not a Mormon.
What you're talking about is you're talking about the correct version that we become the queen of the heavens. Let's put it this way. God wants us to become a godly civilization that goes and becomes galactic. How's that?
Yeah, I think it's the term would work for me if it was like 2,500 years ago, and we could compare it to what they call the Queen of Heaven then. But the term is kind of odious because
all of the bad negative things over it. Let's call us a godly civilization that follows the will of the Most High God as we spread across the cosmos.
That's right. And see, what happened was our intention was interrupted by how Lucifer deceived us and got
right.
us to go a direction we weren't supposed to go. And that's what caused our fall and our divide.
Right.
Now, that's why the Lord had to come and rescue us here. That's who we are. We are Elohim. That's why I don't like being called a prophet or a pastor. Don't call me anything. I'm an Elohim. I'm an Elohim.
Well, anyway, basically, you're one that hears the Spirit. The Hebrew term, because you're Jewish, is Shema, hear and do. In other words, you're hearing God's will and you're doing it. You're speaking it forth like manna. You're giving that truth because it's in your soul, your higher self, not just in your intellect. Please continue.
Okay, we don't have much time left, so I want to get through how the second
beast. We got about 9 minutes. Go ahead.
How the second beast is deceiving the world. Number one, he calls down fire from the heavens. Now, there's three domains for the heavens. There's the air, there's space, and then of course the heavens above the heaven, the universal construction. But this is talking about atmospheric heavens. It's talking about maybe even space. And technologies that are militaristic, high-tech military capability. So it's not the same thing as like when Elijah called down fire on Mount Carmel. This is talking about a big stick. You know, Roosevelt said, talk softly and carry a big stick. This big stick is military high-tech. Whoever this false prophet is in terms of these two kingdoms, it has military high-tech, high-ground capability to control the nations. If you want to control the world, you have to have the biggest gun. And this false prophet has that. The second thing he does is he makes an image of the first beast. Now, what is this supposed to look like? Well, they're going to make a mechanical man, and it'll be in the temple of God in Jerusalem when they finally rebuild it. Like total nonsense, total ignorance, total stupidity.
Right.
It just makes me yell, scream, and holler. If you're going to make an image of the first beast, you got to know what the first beast is, and it's this system of empires from the time of Egypt to Syria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, and then Great Britain, and then the age with the United Nations. How are you going to make an image of this thing? What's it supposed to look like? And it says that the whole world bows down and worships it. What is this supposed to be? The word there for, and he gives it life, isn't the word zoe, which is zoological life or animate life. He gives it spiritual life, has spirit to it. And yet the whole world is deceived by this thing. Well, obviously, it's nothing that we can see with our eyes in the sense that it's in a temple somewhere. This is technology that manifests in the media. The media is a reflection of the beast system. And so what does the whole world listen to? It listens to the media. And what is the media doing today that's so obvious? It's totally lying about Donald Trump. Conservatism, it is reporting things that are not true. It's false news, and that's just on a terrestrial level. This thing is designed to stir the pot through the media, which is lying to the human population. And so there was a guy that wrote years ago when I was in college, Marshall McLuhan. He made a film, one of my good friends, we helped produce it, called The Media is the Massage. And that's exactly what it's doing. If it's on TV, if it's in the movies, then it's credible. It doesn't matter even who's talking, but if it's on the tube, if it's on your computer, if it's on your phone, if it's in the theaters, then it's credible. And how many of these people in the movie industry think they have something to say when they have nothing to say? They're just actors. That's it. They don't really see clearly. They don't understand. But they're pushing a whole dogma, a paradigm that is false. And so yet the whole world buys this, and not just the United States. It's global. The whole globalism is being forced by the media everywhere. So this false prophet has this power in his ability. Military high tech, and now a worldwide communication system to make a one world government. That's happening, and that's the false prophet doing it. And the last thing it does is it makes a mark or an image called 666. It's in my book, everything. This is digital currency. This is money like we've never seen before in the history of the world. And it's being phased in, and things like what we're seeing today in this coronavirus are making it clear that the world is going to be turned over to this very shortly. It may not be in the next few months. It may be that we're just seeing the beta testing for this coronavirus, which will be switched on again later. I don't know. I mean, we're waiting to see just like everybody else. But this false prophet has those three powers: world military high tech, a world communication system, and a world monetary system to control the world. And if you don't receive that a chip or mark or whatever, how it manifests in the flesh, then you won't be able to buy or sell, which means you won't eat and you won't have a place to live, which is the
exactly
threat. So, but who is it? Who is this false prophet? And it's very clear to me, even though I'll be called anti-patriot. I love the United States. I love the President of the United States. I pray for him all the time. I'm a total patriot, but you have to differentiate between patriotism and cancer. There's a cancer on this country that most people say, well, you're against America, but I'm not against America. In this identification of this false prophet, it's obviously England and the United States are the two horns of the false prophet that are pushing the world. And, you know, the UN was a British construction, and it's come to our shores. The false prophet of these two nations, and like I said, I am a patriot. I love President Trump. I love this country, and I'm fighting for it. But you have to differentiate between patriotism and cancer. And I'm trying to point out the cancer, not because I necessarily think we can cure it. I don't think we can. I think this is part of God's plan so that the only remedy is going to be the return of Christ when he comes to set things in order. But there's a revelation that if you can read it, if you can see it, it'll insulate you from falling for what's going on in the world and help you to stand in this evil day.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. In the next hour, I don't know if you want to stay over a little bit longer, but in the next hour I'm going to do an expansion on this, and I want to hear people's questions. And I'll talk about my own personal experiences taking care of employees at Schriever Air Force Base and the systems that you talk about, because you're absolutely correct. Unfortunately,
we have
3 minutes or 4 minutes.
Okay.
I would say basically that a lot of the negative things that you're talking about are coming from America, and I'd like you to expand on that.
Well, America's been seduced, just like the Catholic Church has been seduced, just like what you see in the Methodist Church where these lesbian ladies want to be priests. There's a deterioration in Christianity of purity, and things have been so compromised. And it's very clear in the political realm as well, but the deception that's been going on in the political world has happened since the beginning. There was always a snake in the grass, even during the time of George Washington. We had Benedict Arnold, was a British spy.
Wow. I can hear the bumper, so I know that we're going to go to break here. We need to get you back on every week, because your wisdom is amazing. You're giving it, when your man truck pulled up, I said, I want a man sandwich of the truth from Ken Klein, my spiritual Elohim buddy. How's that?
All right, are we signing off for this hour?
We are finished off there. Do you want to come back on hour number three, or are you done?
No, in fact, I have to tell you that I'm going on sabbatic for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.